Time right now to catch up with Andrew Heinrich. Andrew is the National Varieties Trials Manager with GRDC. Andrew, hello there to you.
Good morning, Troy, and how are you this morning?
Not too bad. This morning we're speaking harvest data for the 2021 trial site. So I'm guessing the data you're receiving, mate, is pretty good at the moment.
At this stage, things are looking pretty good overall. We've had a range of minor disasters go through, which is nothing unusual to the farming community, with a touch of frost in a few places and a couple other unfortunate situations where we've lost some trials. But overall, the yields are coming through very well, and we're about halfway through the harvest program at this stage.
All right. Now, I believe some new standards for reporting have filtered through, mate. What can you talk us through this about?
Well, what we're trying to do is just establish some standards for reporting on the results that go to the public, to ensure that we have consistent results being presented through all forms of publication, whether it be verbal presentations, written, or publicly handed out information, just to ensure that we've got consistency and the same message being sent through by all sources.
All right. So how can our farmers, say, navigate this website?
The best way is to go to nvt.grdc.com.au.
Yep.
It's the new name for the website, but we've revamped the front end of it a little bit, but it's all very very similar to the old NVT Online. And if you still have that as a habit, it will get you there. But yeah, just remember, it's a new website at nvt.grdc.com.au, and then you can click your way through there, find your local trials. Once they've been released, you'll be able to see this year's results as a single site, which is a good way to look at this year's results in this year's and response to this year. But if you're looking for the best performance over a longer term, the best way to use it is the long-term yield reporter. There's a number of options there to follow through on that and pick up your local trials, pick out the varieties that you're interested in. That'll give you the best recommendation for the long-term best performers.
All right. Is this just for WA farmers, mate, or is it Australia-wide?
It's Australia-wide. We have over 650 trials across Australia, some 330 sites. Yeah, so if you're sitting in WA, you can look at Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, wherever you choose, and even right back to your own backyard.
And why have the team at GRDC and the National Variety Trials, why have they created a new standard for reporting?
There was just a few little hiccups coming through, some people doing some different things, presenting the results in slightly different ways, and creating some level of confusion out there. So we're trying to just standardise it so everybody gets the same result from the same set of data.
And the farmers, they're enjoying the new standards, mate?
Yep, the new standards gives it consistency across all presentations, which is what we're aiming for, and we haven't had any negative feedback from the growers, which has been great.
I'm guessing now over on the East Coast with heavy rains and everything, I think their harvest data could be on the way down, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast of being a farming. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is been quite wet over there, and. So the guys in the East Coast are watching the results come through very carefully to make sure that we are presenting the best data that we possibly can, and ensuring that we're not producing invalid recommendations.
We are chatting with Andrew Heinrich, who is the National Varieties Trials Manager with GRDC. So for our farmers who want to know more about that, they're with you, Andrew, and the team at GRDC. That website again?
nvt.grdc.com.au.
All right, and if they want to know more on that, I'm sure they can give you a buzz today, mate.
Absolutely.